On today's episode of Warehouse Safety Tips, we're going to be going over week 4 of 4 on forklift safety. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
On today's Forklift Safety, week 4 of 4, we're going to be covering maintenance and emergency response. Creating a strong safety culture in your warehouse starts with regular forklift maintenance and a solid emergency response plan. When equipment breaks down unexpectedly, it can lead to delays, safety risks, and unexpected costs. However, you can prevent and/or minimize these issues by adopting the proper habits and paying attention to detail. This week, we're going to focus on proactive care and quick, clear responses when things go wrong. Forklifts are the backbone of any facility, but like all equipment, they wear out over time. So taking care of them extends their lifespan and keeps operators and all others safe. Maintenance and emergency response are ongoing commitments that tie together all the other safety topics that we've discussed so far in this 4-week-long series. And here are practical tips that are going to help you keep your forklift safe through maintenance and emergency response. Number one, stick to a maintenance schedule. Regular inspections and servicing are going to help identify issues early. Check brakes, steering, hydraulics, batteries, and tires at the minimum. Use a log to track these service dates and upcoming tasks. And then number two, pay attention to warning signs. Listen for unusual sounds and look for slow response times, fluid leaks, and visual damage. Operators should report anything unusual immediately. Early detection can prevent breakdowns and injuries. Number three, train operators for emergency procedures. Be sure operators know how to react if a forklift breaks down or malfunctions. This includes stopping the vehicle safely, turning off the ignition, and alerting supervisors. Make sure that all operators understand when and how to use these emergency stops. Number four, keep emergency equipment accessible. Have spill kits, fire extinguishers, and lockout tagout tools ready and in plain sight. And number five, don't ignore minor issues. A small leak, a strange noise, or anything else like that can become a significant hazard. Now, we talked about that above, but if something feels off, address it. Facilities that act early reduce equipment downtime and prevent more serious safety problems from happening. A safe facility doesn't rely on luck, it depends on action. Maintenance is more than just keeping your forklifts running. It's about keeping people safe and work moving efficiently. Being prepared for emergencies means that if something goes wrong, it won't get worse. Staying on top of upkeep and training keeps operators confident and prepared, and it also sends a clear message that safety always comes first. Thank you for being part of this series that we've done on forklift safety and for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.